This is Radio Free Long Island, WUSB, Stony Brook.
The Ministry of Truth.
Hello. Good evening. It's the time for the Ministry of Truth again on this Wednesday night. This, what is it, the 19th or the 18th of July? Does anybody know?
19.
It's the 19th of July. How about that? 1984. And we're here again, ready to take your phone calls and talk about whatever comes to mind at 246-7901, area code 516. I'm Eric Corley, and with assorted people, we'll be here until 7 o'clock talking about everything, all kinds of things. Conventions, mass murders in fast food places, you know, that kind of thing. It's been an exciting week, yeah, on planet Earth. What's that?
And elsewhere.
Wait, say that again. I want to see if your mic works. Go ahead.
I said, and elsewhere.
Doesn't seem to work. I wonder where. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I'll try it.
Do you hear me now?
Number
one, and the master.
Go ahead.
There we go.
Somebody turned down every single possible knob they could turn down.
Well, of course, that's the only way to do things around
five
here.
Five different knobs right now, all at zero. Okay,
uh-huh.
Fine. Now that we're up, what did you say?
It probably doesn't even apply now. I think you said that it's been a weird day on planet Earth or something, and I said, and elsewhere.
Yeah.
How did you know about elsewhere, though, Jeff?
Well, I know about elsewhere.
Are you some kind of invader? Are you hiding something from us, Jeff?
Well, nothing that I want to tell you about right now.
Is there really a St. Elsewhere? That's what I want to know.
Like the hospital?
Yeah, I mean,
it's called St. Allegius.
Yeah, but is there a St. Allegius, I guess? I mean, they got this building that says St. Allegius on it. Did they just build a building for the show? Or is it made out of plastic or something?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, is it a factory that says St. Allegius? You know, where do they get these things?
It could be anything. They always, they could just take a real building and change the name of it.
Cover it up with something else?
Yeah, like the Love Boat, for example, it's the Pacific, the Princess or something.
Well, boats are different. You can change, but buildings?
Yeah.
How do you change an old building, you know?
I don't know. Yeah, it looks like a engraved or a concrete name on the front.
Well,
it's probably a real building.
Yeah.
I would think so.
Is it a hospital, though?
Well, that's another question.
Ah, yes.
You like my new shoes, Eric?
You're wearing light bulb packages on your feet. Who knows? We may start another new style here. We've been known to do that.
They're tied, too, see?
You tied them to your shoes?
No, Frank tied them.
Ah, good old Frank. Wonder if we can bring Frank up, too. Let's
probably
see. Oh, there's somebody in there. Frank does not know he's on, if he is on. He has to make some noise first. Ah, he's making noise. Hear him? He's typing on his computer. He knows he's on the air now. I can tell by the way he's banging away. Say something, Frank. Oh, I guess he can hear me say that. Let me turn his mic off. Say something, Frank.
He beeped.
Frank, you can talk, can't you? No, he can't.
Anyway, we were going to...
Shut up, Frank. What?
We were going to do a live remote. Wait, I'm getting a delay here. That's better. we were going to do a live remote this evening on your show.
Yeah.
From the transmitter site.
But we're not going to do that, huh?
No, we're not going to do that. We came back down, and we decided not to go back up.
Oh, well. Well, speaking about going down and going up, I've got some interesting commentary here from somebody that I just found hanging around, and well, this might be interesting for people to listen to, so let's take a listen to it.
The women who have advanced in our party and who are coming up through the ranks today are doing it by merit. And the American people, recognizing this, will support such a woman when she runs. The Conservative Party of Great Britain chose Margaret Thatcher as their leader, not because she was a woman, but because she was the best person for the job. There was no tokenism or cynical symbolism in what they did. She became leader of her party and Prime Minister of Great Britain because she was judged by her peers to be a superior leader. And that's how the first Republican woman president will do it. Now,
this is the White House press.
Press office, he was saying. Now, that's interesting. That's interesting what he says there about Margaret Thatcher and all that kind of thing. I mean, you know, I don't remember anybody going crazy when she was elected. You know, it wasn't any step forward for women. It's just a big deal. You know, this person happens to be qualified. Now that's in question, too. All that part about the Republicans, though, I don't know if I go for that, but it's fairly interesting. I've got some of the convention things here. Let's see. The highlights of yesterday's session of the Democratic National Convention. Have you been watching that?
No.
No? Not at all?
I passed by it on the television.
Yeah, I don't think that you can avoid that.
Yeah, well, it was unavoidable, but I didn't really stay to watch much.
Well, okay. Walter Mondale, the insider who outlasted the field, swept to the Democratic presidential nomination and followed vanquished rivals Gary Hart and Jesse Jackson to the convention hall podium for a late-night unity celebration. I wonder what happened to Lyndon LaRouche. He was supposed to be in there somewhere. Hart pledged to devote every waking hour and every ounce of energy to defeating Ronald Reagan, and then, with his presidential candidacy officially ended, told Democrats that it was now time to unite behind the party nominee. And Jackson told the delegates, "The struggle this night is not just for Democrats, but for democracy. It calls for us to smile through our tears and to rise above our fears as we seek a new course, a new coalition, and a new leadership." Stirring words, aren't they?
Yeah.
There's a little blurb on all the people who spoke last
stirred.
Night. Yeah. But if you want to comment on somebody, you know, somebody that you liked or disliked or anything like that, give us a call, 246-7901, and we will get you on the air. Area code 516. And looks like we have a couple of calls waiting, so why don't we go to the phones, since I can figure out how to turn this thing on. Looks like I did it successfully. Let's try this now. Oh, yes, it worked fine. Wonderful. Thank you, Ma Bell. What's left of you? 246-7901, area code 516. Now, getting to Jesse Jackson, okay? He was up again last night, but he was really at his finest on Tuesday night. That was great. That was amazing. He gave this really impassioned speech, and everybody sort of broke into song, and it was really, you know, seemed kind of spontaneous and fun, and kind of wished I was there. But anyway, yesterday, Jackson, urging reconciliation among blacks, told his supporters that their heckling of black leaders who opposed his candidacy is a source of embarrassment to him. Yeah, Jackson said he understood that the boos and hisses were prompted by feelings of frustration and not personally directed at Atlanta Mayor Andrew Young and Coretta Scott King, widow of Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. That was fun. I saw that where Coretta Scott King was giving a speech and they started booing her at the end, which was interesting. You know, it was heartfelt sentiment, and it's good to see that now and then. Now, then there's Burt Lance. Burt Lance, you remember him? A petition calling for the immediate removal of Burt Lance as general chairman of Mondale's presidential campaign circulated among delegates on the convention floor. The petition said Mondale's failed attempt to put Lance in as chairman of the party has caused a serious negative vision of the Democratic Party to American voters. Okay, how about the Hispanics? Yes, the Hispanic caucus rejected a first ballot boycott in the vote for the Democratic presidential nominee, but more than three dozen decided to abstain anyway. A boycott by Hispanics could have denied Mondale a first ballot victory. Some Hispanics backed the proposal as a symbolic protest to the Simpson-Mazzoli immigration bill. Yeah, now, who else do we have here? Is there something else on Hart? Did we read anything on Hart? I guess... that's interesting. I could have sworn we did. Oh, no, that was Jackson. Oh, that was Hart. Oh, boy. Well, they're going over them again on this teletype here. How about we jump to McGovern? Remember McGovern? George McGovern, basking in the glow of a nostalgic welcome, let his name be placed in nomination at the Democratic Convention just long enough to press his call for an immediate nuclear freeze and an end to U.S. military activities in Central America. After having his say, the Democrats' 1972 standard-bearer withdrew from contention and threw his support to Mondale, whom he praised as a good, decent, and strong man. Amen. Well, that's just about all I want to read on this. I mean, you know, enough is enough. But if the Democratic convention seems boring, how do you think the Republican one is going to be? I mean, there's no contest there at all. You know, where is that going to be held anyway? You know?
I don't know.
See, no one knows. No one knows anything about it. No one really cares. What's going to be argued about? You know, Reagan's going to be the nominee. There's no one even opposing him. Is there anybody? Can you name a single person that's opposing Reagan in the Republican Party? Gerald Ford, Richard Nixon, those are the only people that come to mind. And I know they're not doing anything, so what's the point? You know, it's just going to waste a whole week of TV and all kinds of anchorman's time and expense. And in the end, our tax dollars. So why have a Republican convention? That's what I want to know. You know, let's cancel the thing right now. There's no point to it at all. Do you think maybe they have canceled it?
Maybe.
Haven't told me about it. Well... give us a call, 246-7901, area code 516. Maybe something's wrong with the phones. At least call us to test out the line, make sure it's not dead or something. I'm going to try an outbound line. And let's see. What's wrong with this?
That might be...
thanks a lot, Frank. He forgot to turn the phone on, so we can't make the call we wanted to make. Let's try for this one, though. Hello, USB, you're on the air. They seem to be, so, wait, I can barely hear you, though. Talk again.
You can barely, how's that?
Can
I keep talking?
Ah, there you are.
At a proper level?
There you are, this microphone is weird. Okay. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Setauket.
Setauket, huh?
Yes.
Great. What's going on in Setauket tonight?
Not much, the usual, I suppose.
Yeah?
I'm gonna sit and watch TV, I guess, while I'm eating dinner. I don't know about the rest of the world.
Gonna watch the convention?
Probably not. If there's baseball on, I'll probably watch that. I watched Cuomo on Monday, and I was really bugged after he finished. I mean, it was a great speech and everything, but all the I was watching Channel 7. Is that where David Brinkley is now?
Yeah, that's where he ended up.
I just couldn't believe that all they were talking about was how well Cuomo did as a speech person, you know, how he handled the crowd and how he said these things, and they didn't even talk about what he said. It was how he said it that was the most important thing.
Yeah, I mean, what did he say? Does anybody know?
Oh, he just, you know, the normal Democratic stuff, equal rights for women a halt to the arms race and talk to Russia and all the basic stuff that, you know, they're forming their platform with.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, from, I suppose, the New Yorker's point of view, he brought a little bit of home in there, talked about his immigrant parents and how, you know, they lived off the land or whatever, got their living, you know, using the skin of their teeth or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And something about tying the fact that they were able to survive in America to the Democratic Party because they grew up, you know, they came over when Roosevelt was president or something like that, when some Democrat was president back in the 40s.
That seems to be a big thing this year is immigrants, you know, immigrant stock and all that with Ferraro and Mondale.
Yeah, I think that's one of the reasons Mondale picked Ferraro is because, one of the reasons, I mean, it's not just because she's a woman, it's also because she's, you know, she's not of long-term American ancestry, let's say.
Uh-huh.
And I also thought it was really neat that the town where she's supposedly from in Italy is all exuberant about the fact that they have an Italian running for vice president.
Yeah, they got a TV crew over there and they're interviewing everybody in the street. That's kind of funny. Mondale, though, is he supposed to be of immigrant stock, or is that the story going around?
I have no idea what he's... I have no idea where he comes from. Is he from Minnesota or Michigan? Or
one of those states.
One of those. I always get him... I can't really tell them apart because they both start with M, I guess.
Yeah.
Or they're both... what are they? Thousand Lakes states or something.
Yeah, they're both right next to each other, so I'm sure
yeah,
even they
too.
Get confused.
I can tell Wisconsin from Minnesota because it's such a different name, but Michigan... I don't even know if I'd be able to place Michigan on a map.
If
I drew a map without the states.
Lake Michigan, maybe, but really?
Yeah, but which side of it is it on, you know? It's, I know Minnesota's on the western side, so I guess Michigan is over on the other side. But then where's Illinois? I always get Michigan and Chicago, and Illinois confused because I keep thinking Chicago is in Michigan because it's on
the coast. Well, okay, Detroit is in Michigan, Green Bay is in Michigan. No, that's in Wisconsin. Uh-oh.
Green Bay, Wisconsin, yeah, right.
Ann Arbor is in Michigan, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, and Lansing, that's Lansing?
Yes, where Elderly Instruments.
That's what?
Elderly Instruments comes from East Lansing, Michigan.
What kind of instruments?
It's a supply house. This is Adam, Eric. Adam Klein.
Oh, hi there.
How you doing?
Okay, we play your music every now and then.
Yeah, that's good. they sell a lot of, musical instrument accessories and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I've ordered from them quite a bit, and they're in East Lansing, Michigan.
East Lansing. Well,
yeah.
I was talking about Lansing, you see.
Yeah, well, it must be just east of Lansing.
Probably, but then again, things don't always work out the same way in other parts of the country.
Well, not even here. I mean, East Northport is south of Northport.
Right, right. And the Hamptons, the Hamptons is Southampton, but,
Yeah.
Weren't they trying to make a Northampton at one point?
Yeah. I don't know what happened to that. They still have one in Britain, I'm pretty sure.
In Britain? No, they have Southampton Dock. I know that over there.
Yeah.
It's interesting. What else has been happening this week that's... gotten your attention? Anything else of interest besides this convention that has been overplayed and over-talked about?
The Mets.
The Mets?
The Mets have been really overplaying. I mean, they've been playing so great. I think it's so great to tune into a Mets game and see them winning.
Uh-huh.
I saw their game last week or 2 weeks ago when they had beat Cincinnati 13-2, and then this week I turned it on again and they were beating the Astros 14-3 or something like that. It was just,
they seem to be overdoing it a bit, don't they?
Yeah, I don't know. I hope they can pace themselves.
Are they? What are they in first place now?
Yeah, they're in first place.
The Mets are in first place. Wow.
Yeah, isn't that great?
I didn't realize they'd reached that stage.
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting. How about what's that other team we have? Oh, the Yankees, right?
Yankees. I don't like the Yankees. I mean, I like the Yankees. I don't like the American League for one reason. And that is that they don't let the pitchers hit. I mean, they let the pitchers sit in the dugout and let some other guy go and hit for them. I think that's... everybody else... I mean, all right, the pitcher does have to work harder when he's on the mound because he's doing all that throwing.
Uh-huh.
But I still don't think that should exempt him from being a part of the hitting squad, even if he can't hit, I mean, there are a lot of pitchers who can. I mean, like Dwight Gooden, when I saw him, he got on base 3 times.
Well, now, isn't the designated hitter rule optional?
I don't know if it is. I remember when it came in a long time ago, some of the pitchers were complaining, the ones who wanted to hit, in the American League. I don't know if it's optional. I didn't think it was.
Why can't pitchers hit? I always wondered about that.
Yeah, isn't that weird? It's like they know how to hit the strike box from the pitcher's mound, but when they get there, they really can't see it coming. I really don't understand it.
It doesn't seem to make sense. I mean, you can't have... it doesn't necessarily work for any other position, like outfielders, first baseman, catchers.
Like
you can't tell.
Yeah, outfielders are usually the best hitters. Outfielders and first baseman, and the catcher is always seeing the ball coming to the plate. Why isn't he hitting any better than anybody else? And it must be because it's a different angle from when you're standing there next to the plate than when you're behind it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think there are just some things we'll never understand.
I think that's a good way to leave that subject.
All right, well, look, I want to thank you for calling us, and keep on listening, and hopefully you can avoid the convention tonight. This is the night that, what's-his-name, gets nominated, right? Oh, he got nominated last night, I guess.
Yeah, I guess he'll accept tonight.
He'll
already accepted. I don't know what's going to happen
tonight.
It's some
kind of official acceptance, I think, that they're both going to jointly accept.
Oh, well, what's-her-name? Ferraro's going to get...
maybe I will watch.
It's all so predictable, That's what gets me.
So conventional.
Yeah, why can't there be any sort of surprises? Now, the exciting part, for me the most exciting part was, I guess, Jackson's speech, because that was just interesting.
Yeah.
And he was addressing things that meant something,
Yeah, he was fine. When Hart came out and they played that music for him.
Yeah, he was just...
I excused it because... because, you know, I figure, okay, this is his swan song. They want to wish him well. So, you know, we love you, Gary, and we're sorry you didn't win. But I thought it was a little bit, I mean, when they played Chariots of Fire at the end, it was a little...
It was pretty funny.
He didn't win.
I just happened to tune in and see him, you know, the music was there playing loud, and he was just sort of smiling and nodding his head, you know, and there wasn't really anything he could do about it.
And then they wouldn't stop cheering for him.
Yeah, that's true. Even when he started throwing things.
Yeah,
well,
amazing.
Next time, I don't know, next time it should be interesting.
Next time he will prevail. Uh-huh.
You think so? I mean, last time they were saying next time Kennedy will prevail, and
yeah,
he's not even around.
He might not to run. He might just have enough of it by now, and he might just go back to Colorado and be a nice senator and leave us alone.
Yeah. Who do you think's going to win in November?
I hope Reagan doesn't win.
Yeah, but who do you think's going to win?
Who do I think's going to win?
Yeah.
Well, for a long time, I thought, for the past few weeks, I thought Mondale would win because he's got Ferraro on the ticket, and that should, I mean, I was hoping that he would get Jackson on the ticket or something, but I guess a white woman is a step towards a black man, I guess.
Well, you know, a black woman would have been great.
Yeah, a black woman would have been the tops, but I don't know. I mean, Mondale was in the Carter administration, and he appointed Burt Lance to his committee.
Uh-huh.
I just couldn't believe that. I mean, it's like, you know, strike one, Fritz. I just...
You know, that whole thing, that whole incident, it doesn't bode well if he gets in office.
Is the man for the job, you don't reappoint somebody. Well, then again, Reagan reappointed Ann
Burford. Well, that's not the point, who he appoints, you know. If he sticks to his guns, fine, but this backing down and changing his mind because of what people might think.
He's a politician, I mean.
I know, too much of a politician.
Yeah, well, they have to do that because they have to represent everybody, and they can't possibly have the same opinion as everybody.
It's like FM radio. There's no way it can work. Not like that, you know. That's my feelings, anyway. Anyway, thanks for calling us.
Sure.
We'll talk to you again real soon.
Okay, Eric.
So long.
Bye-bye.
Bye. 246-7901, that's our number, and we're taking your calls tonight up until 7 o'clock about all kinds of things. The convention is one of them, and what an absolutely dull convention it's been so far. Is it going to be tomorrow night, too, or is tonight the last night?
I hope tonight's the last night.
But is it? You know?
I don't know.
I don't see anything about it.
Artie says it is.
It is. Tonight's the last night.
Artie says it is.
Okay, well, hopefully he's an expert on that matter. 246-7901. USB, you're on the air.
Hello, Eric.
Hi.
How you doing?
Okay, what's up?
I just have a story I'd like to relate to you and your audience that happened to myself when I was with my roommate earlier this week.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I think it was Monday morning. My roommate and I went to have some breakfast, and we went into the breakfast.
Into the Student Union building at the State University of New York at Stony Brook?
Yeah, that too. Yeah,
right, the building that I'm in right now, in fact. You went in on, what was it, a Sunday morning?
No, it was a Monday morning.
A Monday morning to have breakfast.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something as simple as, say, a bagel and coffee or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Nothing too extravagant. So, you know, I first went down to the Rainy Night House, seeing that's a nice student-run organization, but unfortunately they were closed. We then tried the main desk, the SSA, and they didn't seem to have any bagels, and I was in quest for a bagel.
You wanted a bagel.
I went to go to DACA, the cafeteria in the union. And I personally don't like DACA, so I try to avoid going there. Well, anyway...
What? You say DACA. What's DACA?
DACA, that's the food service.
That's what they call it here.
Yeah,
does that stand for something?
The food service that feeds the students on a meal plan on campus.
Does that stand for something important?
I have no idea. It stands for questionably edible food.
Okay, well, in any event, you tried a student organization. They were closed. You tried the main desk, which sells things. They were closed?
No, they were not closed. They didn't have any bagels.
Didn't have any bagels. Okay, so you went to this cafeteria place. The cafeteria place was open.
Right, run by DACA, which, as I said, feed the students, and I normally don't like to frequent them.
But this was different, okay.
I walked up to the woman behind the counter and asked for a buttered bagel, as I've done semesters before. And she said, oh, they're over there, prepackaged, just take the bagel and butter. I said, okay, so I took my bagel and butter, paid for it with some milk. Well, it was fine.
Paid for it with some milk?
Bought some milk and paid for it.
Oh.
Well,
don't try to trip me up here. I mean,
yes,
come on, I'll catch every little thing you say.
Yes, I've noticed that. I'm not perfect. What can you want from me?
Okay.
Anyway, I had only taken, not being a wasteful person, I only took two little slabs of butter. You know, those prepackaged slabs of butter that's as if you cut a piece of bar butter yourself.
Well, it's got like a piece of cardboard underneath and a piece of paper on top, right?
Pad of butter.
The name of the company. Anyway.
Pad of butter, okay.
Not being wasteful, I decided to only take two. And I had buttered one half of my bagel and realized that two slabs would take up half of my bagel.
You already left the place after this?
No, I was sitting in the cafeteria.
Yeah, I mean, you went into the cashier place.
Where you purchased the food. And
right.
I went and they have places where you can eat right outside of the place where you purchased the food.
So you put your two little patties of butter onto your bagel and you found you didn't have enough.
Right.
So what did you do?
Two patties of butter only could handle one bagel, one half of the bagel.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't want to eat the second half of my bagel dry. So I went back to get some more butter.
Okay.
And of course, not being too wasteful, I decided to take two, and I thought maybe three, because I thought maybe I'll be splurge and put a little more butter on. But it was not like I was going to waste any butter or anything. And as I'm about to walk out of the place where you purchase the stuff, the woman says to me, I'm going to charge you extra for that.
For butter?
What?
She's going to charge you extra for butter.
Three slabs of butter. Three little slabs of butter. And I said, you're kidding, right? And she said, no, I'm not. And she said, I'm going to have to charge you extra. And I said, you're charging me extra to walk out with this butter. So at that point, I thought that she meant that any extra butter that I take after my initial purchase is extra.
Yeah.
So I asked her, is that the case? Am I being charged for that? And if I had taken out four slabs of butter in the first place, would I be that much richer with having to pay less money? And she said, no, I charge you 5 cents per slab when you first purchase the butter.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, at that point, my head started shaking. My stomach started convulsing. I threw down the butter onto the counter and walked out.
And, wow.
And at this point on, I'm making a vow to myself. I'm hoping I keep it true. But I'm making a vow with myself that I will never purchase anything from DACA again. Because the idea of purchasing butter in little slabs seems more than absurd.
That is amazing. Yeah,
five cents for those little... A slab, maybe.
Yeah.
5 cents a slab. I haven't sat down to forget how much money they're making on it, but I'm sure it's an incredible amount.
Well, now, who puts the butter on these little tiny slabs in the first place?
Some company, probably in the Midwest and up in New York State. Up New York State's good butter country.
Hmm. Well, I mean, it couldn't exceed...
No, it wasn't DACA. They didn't do it. All they did was take this stuff out of the refrigerator, open up the box. It was still... The butter was still in the box. They opened up the box and put it on the counter and let it soften up.
Hmm.
It was pretty soft butter by the time I got it.
Yeah, that's...
But it wasn't even refrigerated for me.
I'm trying to think how we can condemn this whole thing here. Well, all right, how much is a regular, bar of butter? Does anybody know that?
I'm trying to figure that out.
Yeah.
I
just bought, a couple of weeks ago, I just bought four sticks of hotel bar butter, whatever type of stuff that was.
Yeah.
And it was like $1.80 or something like that for four whole sticks.
So divide that by four, and you get about, a little over 40 cents?
Yeah, 450. Well,
45 cents.
45 cents, okay.
And how many pads of butter do you think you get per stick?
Yeah.
What?
How many of those little patties can you get out of a bar?
You get more than nine.
Well,
that's true, yeah.
About how many, though?
I know. I don't know how many. I mean, what is it? They give you like 10 divisions to be a tablespoon or something like that of butter?
Say about 20?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Probably more than that. Let's say 25.
All right, 25. That sounds like a nice
number. I think 25 you could probably... I mean, they could slice them thinner. So there's 25 of these things. Now, at 5 cents a shot, that's going to amount to $1.50? Is that right? No, $1.25.
$1.25.
For a bar of butter.
For a stick. Yeah, a quarter pound.
And what does it really cost? It costs 45 cents. So that's over double. That's almost triple.
Yes.
In fact, is that triple? It's almost triple.
Almost.
That's pretty amazing. Now, who's getting this profit? That's what I want to know.
This DACA organization, which I was under the impression should not be a money-making, I thought this was supposed to be something like non-profit.
Not-for-profit.
Not-for-profit. I forgot the technical name for
it. Not-for-profit. Is that what they're supposed to be?
Not-for-profit. Yeah, they can't make... I mean, they're working in a state institution or something like that. They can't make money.
Now, that's interesting.
They're not a non-profit, because their purpose is to make money, but they're not a not-for-profit. Like, they can't... They're not sending money to shareholders and stuff like that.
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. I just sort of like to ask him some questions. That's all.
But yeah, I've been meaning to go back there and actually find out whether or not it's posted anywhere saying this one subscriber
well,
costs 5 cents.
What's really upsetting is the fact that they charged you and you didn't know you were being charged.
Now,
you
that could be my own fault because, number one, I didn't look around to see if there's a sign that says we charge you 5 cents for a slab of butter, or I didn't pay that much. I didn't pay enough attention to the cash register when it was being rung up to notice that two separate 5 cent things were rung up.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know what to say. You know, it's certainly a shock to find out something like this, but you've learned your lesson. You'll never go there again, and hopefully you've saved a lot of other people on this campus from going through the same experience, or anybody who visits this campus, you know. You're pretty much telling them not to buy bagels with butter.
Bring your own butter.
Bring your own butter.
I'll purchase the bagels from DACA.
What'd the bagel cost?
B-Y-O-B.
I really don't know.
I mean, is it more expensive than, you know, most places?
I would eventually guess it is. I don't know for sure. I can't say certainly.
But it's probably at least almost reasonable, not as unreasonable as 5 cents per for a pat of butter.
You'd be surprised.
Probably would be.
I'd like to find some more examples of what these people do. I'm sure there are all kinds of fun things that they're up to. But
It's been about 2 semesters since I've been on a meal plan.
Uh-huh.
But we had some interesting stories back then.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's other listeners who have had recent stomach upsets from DACA.
Well, you know, it's dinner time. We don't really want to discuss that now.
I'm not sure, but I think someone just else walked into the room.
Yeah, okay, we'll get to that. But I want to thank the caller for telling us about all this and for warning our listeners.
Okay.
And good luck in the future.
Okay.
Bye. 246-7901 if you have stories about conventions or butter or anything else.
Or butter conventions.
Yeah. Who knows? We're talking about everything tonight. You think so?
I bet there are a lot of things out there.
Frank Berger just walked in, and you wanted to talk about technology last week when I was on the Long
That's
Island
true,
Expressway.
I did. But I forgot.
That was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was fun.
I was hanging out
Except
in my car in the Expressway.
Trucks.
Those UPS trucks are amazing. There must be a plant near there. I was going to check, but I didn't get a chance to, but there must be some.
Well, they all
UPS.
Use the Expressway. It's the fastest way.
But they're all going in the same direction, you know.
They're going home.
Eric.
You think so?
A UPS plant? You mean they grow UPS trucks?
I don't know how it works. Could be.
Brown? I guess it comes out of the dirt, yeah.
Sure. Now, Frank, you wanted to talk about technology. Now, what's happening in technology today? Huh?
Christmas.
Come on. Yeah,
You know what we were going to do today? We were going to be crazy, and we were going to have the WUSB annual Christmas lighting ceremony in July.
Really crazy, Frank. Absolutely crazy.
The Christmas lights were lit today.
They were, but
in case anybody noticed that, they weren't imagining things. Our Christmas lights were on the roof of the Grad Chem building, which is where our transmitter is.
But we couldn't see them, so we decided not to do it.
All the color had worn off, right?
Yes, they were terrible.
Well, that's because we leave them up there and we don't take them down at the end of the holiday season, and they get all destroyed.
They do that anyway.
Yeah, but I don't know. So you took down the lights today.
Yeah.
That's really good of you. But surely there's more happening in the world of technology than
Don't
that.
Call me Shirley.
There is?
Well, I hope so. You're a technical person.
How about AM stereo?
AM stereo. Yeah, that's something that's happening.
That's boring. Who cares about AM stereo?
Yeah, that's right. We're FM. We can't talk about that, can we?
No, we can talk about it, but I think it's dull, you know. I mean, what difference does it make if you hear somebody in stereo or in mono?
Well, it's stereo sounds better. I mean, granted, it's
doesn't
still
sound
AM.
Better. It really doesn't. You know, I listen to FM radio. I don't notice any difference in hearing somebody talking to me in stereo or not in stereo.
Well, someone talking to you, no, but the music.
Well, what does AM radio do?
Well,
most of it does that.
The newer AM radios are going to sound a lot better than the older AM radios.
Yeah.
Actually, AM radio sort of went through a weird transition period. Like way back when they had the first tube sets, they sounded excellent. They were great.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, transistors came out, those little things with three legs.
Yeah.
And the radios came to be these small little things you had back in the 60s, little pocket things with this big dial on it that had these numbers on it, like 54 went up to 16.
Yeah.
Nobody ever understood why it started at 54 and went to 16.
Nobody asked questions.
No, but, I guess that's because they couldn't fit 1600 on the piece of plastic that they put the number on. But anyway, So technology actually went downgraded from the old days to the new days.
Uh-huh.
You know, and now they're getting back into high quality, and a lot of AM radio stations are going AM stereo just simply for the fact that the quality is a lot better because all these new receivers that are coming out that are sounding a lot better. They have AM Walkmans out now. Do you know that?
AM Walkmans.
AM
huh?
Walkmans.
They really sound decent? Yeah,
right.
I mean, at nighttime?
Stereo? They sound great. They sound almost as good as FM.
Stereo Walkmans?
Stereo Walkmans, yeah. But a lot of people get confused because a lot of radios on them say AM, FM, stereo. But that doesn't mean that, because it's AM, FM, slash, you know, AM, slash, FM, stereo.
Right.
Not AM and FM, stereo.
Well, that is deceiving,
and
yeah.
A lot of people think that, oh, I already have an AM radio that's stereo, so why should I go out and buy this brand new, radio that that's a Japanese manufacturer.
Uh-huh. Well,
we had to turn it around.
I still don't, you know, things can sound good in mono. Yeah, they can.
They can, yeah.
I mean, it doesn't affect me so much that something's coming from one ear just a little bit and something's coming from another. You know, most music, it doesn't really make that much difference. There's, you know, your mid-60s Beatles, they made use of that a lot. You know, mm-hmm. vocals in one ear, instruments yeah. in another, but you know, most things don't really make all that much of a difference.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I don't see what the need for the fuss. Now, stereo TV, that could be something interesting.
That's coming along also.
Yeah.
A lot of facilities are upgrading to stereo, and it costs a lot of money to do that.
Yeah, I can imagine. But if you could somehow hook it into your existing stereo, which should make sense to be
yeah,
able
well
to
they're
do.
Trying to get, they're trying to do it more on, you know, as opposed to having to tune in on FM radio. That you have an output out of your television set that is a stereo output.
Uh-huh.
Right now, you can get that feature, but you have to pay for it.
You have to pay for everything.
Yeah, like MTV.
Oh, God.
You have to pay for the little box that hooks into your stereo.
Let me give out the phone number one more time in case anyone's interested in
Let's
talking to
again.
Us.
246.
246.
7. 7. 7. 9. I already said 7.
Oh. Let me just say the phone number before people get confused.
2.
246.
I already said 2.
7901.
516 is the area code in case you're out of the area. Or you can dial it if you're in the area, but you may get a worse connection.
You will get a worse connection if you're in the area and you dial 516.
Or no connection at all.
That can be fun. 246-7901. Give us a call.
Long Island.
Area code 516. We're WUSB, the Ministry of Truth, until 7 o'clock, talking about technology for one thing, but anything else that comes to mind. Oh, we have some calls. Let's go to them. USB, you're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to talk about the McDonald's incident yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just happened to be in Burger King a little while ago. After
oh, boy.
After passing one McDonald's and another Burger King. And I noticed something interesting. Both Burger Kings were flying the flag at half-mast. And McDonald's wasn't.
You know, I was going to say that tonight. That's really funny you should mention that. I didn't know about the Burger King part, but I was going to say... I find it interesting. I would have sworn that McDonald's would have their flags at half-mast today, but they didn't. Yeah, and Burger King does?
And I asked them why. They mentioned that it was because of that incident that happened yesterday.
Now, that is strange. Well, why do you suppose that is?
I really don't know. I guess they want to show the competition that they have a heart.
Oh, boy. What kind of a heart?
Grilled.
Oh, my. That's really something. You know... What are the other fast food chains doing? What's Wendy's doing, I wonder?
Fly flags.
Oh, boy. Well, that's it's a pretty unbelievable thing, but I don't know, for some reason, nothing seems to surprise me anymore when these things happen, you know? 20 people gunned down in a McDonald's, okay, you know, it's already past history. We're finding out what kind of a strange person the person who did it was. But, you know, we're somehow immune to the horror of it. It doesn't really strike you anymore. When so many of these kind of things happen, I don't know, they just don't mean anything. Is that how you feel?
Yeah, it's gone out of hand. They did it once before. The guy in Texas did it.
At the University of Texas, I believe.
Is that right?
Yeah.
McDonald's.
One second.
McDonald's wouldn't by chance charge 5 cents for their butter, would they?
I don't know about that.
They don't have any.
I think they have any breakfast. Butter there. Now, did you say you ended up going to Burger King, or did you go to McDonald's?
I wound up in a Burger King.
Now, was that because you were nervous?
No.
Oh, okay, because I'm wondering if that has any kind of an effect on people. It sort of had an effect on me, you know. I wouldn't want to be near a place like that, and Who knows? You know, remember the Tylenol scare, how people were doing all kinds of crazy things? You know, what's to say that in this insane society of ours, that people won't suddenly start picking on McDonald's and making it into a shooting gallery, you know? It's quite possible. Well, I don't want to say it's quite possible, but, you know, I don't know. Anything's possible in this place. It really is.
Seems to all happen on the West Coast, though.
It always seems to happen on the West Coast. You're right. All these crazy mass murder type things are on the West Coast. Your Mansons and your...
Son of Sam?
You keep out of this. Son of Sam was an exception, but I'm talking about mass murders all at one time, you know.
Right, you're on the phone.
It's, you know, something about the West Coast.
Something about McDonald's also.
Why something about McDonald's? Don't pick on them.
I don't know. That's the second incident I've heard of in a McDonald's.
What else happened in the McDonald's?
Oh, I was in a McDonald's once where the manager had to forcefully throw a guy out the door because he wanted free food.
That doesn't compare, Frank. That didn't make the national news. I'm sorry.
It was in Riverhead.
Yeah. Right. All right.
It was after I had a McMuffin. I couldn't understand.
Yeah.
He came after my car. He wanted my onion rings.
Where are you calling from, sir?
Ronkonkoma.
Ronkonkoma, huh? Well, thanks for calling and telling us about that. That is interesting, that about the flags being at half-mast. And does Burger King fly an American flag, too?
Yeah.
They do. So does McDonald's. And does Burger King have its own little flag?
No, McDonald's does, though.
Ah, McDonald's has its own flag, but Burger King just has an American flag. Interesting. I don't know what it means, but it's interesting. All right, thanks for calling.
Okay, thank
you. Bye. 246-7901. That is our telephone number, area code 516.
Are there any McDonald's out there that have comments?
No, I don't want to hear about that. That's kind of strange type of thing to be talking about. But I'm trying to think of any strange things that I ever saw happen in a fast food place like that. Well, you know, with there used to be places called Jack in the Boxes around. They were fun. When you're in high school, those places are fun, you know. They're open 24 hours, yeah. And I don't know, somehow it's always where you end up after everything happens.
You always end up being the worst thing they possibly
can. Yeah, make. Right.
After what happens, Eric.
And they'll make it for you, you know.
They'll make anything.
Yeah, and they tore all those places down, or they're not the same anyway. Something.
Our Christmas tree something happened. Like a phone.
Yeah, you're right. Frank, these headphones are horrible. I'm trying to listen. Everyone's cutting in and out, and I can't hear a thing. Can you plug me into something else, maybe? Oh, maybe it's not the headphones. Maybe it's the jack or something. We've got a bunch of calls, don't we? Let's see. How does this sound? I sound like I'm in a toilet now. But I'm not cutting in and out. I guess that's good. Okay, I'll go to this one first, and then I'll go to that one. USB, you're on the air.
Yes, I wanted to talk about technology.
Oh, good.
Ooh.
Go ahead.
I was wondering if you knew anything about the new schools for computerized dog bathing that are opening up.
Frank will be your man on that. Go ahead, Frank.
My daughter-in-law wants to go in for the training, and she thinks she can just walk in off the street. And I says, Teresa, you can't just walk in and say you know everything about computerized dog bathing. You got to go to school.
Just how do these computers work?
Well, they take a computerized reading of the dog's volume and mass using a CAT scan. And then it's
keep it
a
down?
Programmed amount of dog shampoo. It's called Dogmatic, by the way. That's the name of the machine that does it. And there's a special reading that it takes for extra dirty parts, and the dog brushes rub. It's something like a car wash. And the brushes rub a little extra hard on the dirty spots.
Uh-huh.
I was wondering if you knew when it was going to open up in the area.
Oh, I don't know. Do they have hot wax, too?
Oh, yeah, certainly.
That's something. Frank, do you know anything about this?
It is something. Nobody seems to know. I thought maybe you guys at the university there would have an in on it.
We usually do. I'm surprised that we don't know about this one, but usually...
That's a rough one. Rough.
We'll keep our ears open on that. Computerized dog bathing. We wish Teresa a lot of luck, though.
Thanks a lot. I'll tell her you said so.
Hey, I hope we make her day.
Okay, nice speaking to you, Mr. Corman.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Oh, boy. Well, we get all types, don't we? 246-7901, area code 516, USB, you're on the air.
I was calling in reference to what you were saying about AM stereo.
Yeah.
Yeah, in my opinion, I think it's just another ploy, you know, for the companies to make more money.
Uh-huh.
Plus, AM has got an inherent problem as far as electrical noise and background noise. I really can't see how they can take that out, because that frequency lies in the same frequency of a lot of electrical stuff.
Yeah, you know, whenever you have a thunderstorm, you always hear the right. static, yeah. and there's just certain things inherent in the radio waves that I don't see how it can make good sound. Now, Frank, you
well,
seem to
no,
know how
no,
it can.
I'm just talking about sound quality.
You still have the noise. The
you
AM
still have
noise.
The AM noise, but for the you know for most situations, you know, barring electrical storms, AM sounds pretty good.
I mean, are you telling me I'm going to be able to, you know, at nighttime, tune in WBT from Charlotte, North Carolina, like I usually do, and hear
stereo,
good,
yeah.
solid sound, as good as it sounds on USB?
Yeah, that's one of the advantages. It carries over long distances, especially at night.
Well, and not all of them, just some of them.
Well, some of them. Let's say, another advantage would be, you've been in your car driving along with FM radio, right? And, it'll fade in and out. Sometimes it'll go, you know.
Well, it depends on how strong the signal is. But one thing, it doesn't go away every time I go underneath a bridge.
Right.
Which can be a real pain, you know, especially when there's a news bulletin and you're just going under a bridge and you miss it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's...
Boy, that gets me upset.
Really?
How yeah.
does it get you?
I'm upset.
You don't drive off the side of the road when that happens.
No, but I don't know what I do, but...
You did, you'd go into the bridge.
AM stereo isn't going to solve any of those problems.
No, well, they're no. trying to save AM, basically.
But you'll have crowding of stations. If you're trying to get a station in, you'll have Boulder, Colorado, stepping on it. you have that kind of trouble.
Yeah. It can be interesting when you're, scanning it at night. It would be more interesting, though, if the programs weren't all the same, if it wasn't just such a hodgepodge of the same sound. If it was interesting radio, interesting talk and stuff like that, but I just don't hear anything all that good on
AM. Don't tell that to Howard Stern.
Like
oh, God, that's... Oh. I don't know what you mean when you say you want to save AM radio, but... AM radio is losing to FM? Is that what that means?
Basically, yeah.
Well,
it has lost out to FM.
Okay, but should they really be competing? I think AM can do different things than FM can. FM is for sound quality, AM is for whatever else there is.
What you ought to do is you ought to make AM strictly commercials and then take all the commercials off the FM.
That's interesting. Then all the stations would be like us, huh?
That's true. Then you have competition.
That'd be nice. Okay, well, thanks for calling us.
Hey,
take care. 246-7901 is our phone number, area code 516. And what else is happening around the continent tonight?
This continent?
Yeah.
Very discontinuous.
Discontinent, yeah.
Mm, well.
What is this noise I hear in my headphones?
I don't know. What do you hear? What kind of noise?
Like an ocean
in
the background.
I hear that too.
An ocean?
That's a strange sound.
Let's let Frank listen to the ocean.
Is it possible it's going over the air like that?
I'm drowning.
Something is... Maybe it's that microphone, but I still hear it. It's coming from my microphone, actually. I don't know why.
It's you.
Oh, boy. We only have about 8 minutes left, 9 minutes or so. So give us a call, 246-7901. What else is happening in technology, Frank?
Well, let's see. I'm not as prepared as
sure,
this week
okay,
as I was
yeah.
last week.
Well, let's pretend it's last week, then.
Oh, okay. Let's see, what else did I want to talk about? Oh, I don't remember. We were talking about cars also.
Uh-huh.
Not UPS. No, I was going to talk about cars. That was one of the topics when you brought up a UPS truck, but then so many of them got brought up that we got off the topic.
What do you want to say about cars?
Oh, the new cars that talk to you?
Oh, that's not anything really interesting, is it?
How about the new cars with the readouts in them that tell you where you are? It's like basically you are here maps. And a little blip goes.
Now that's good. Okay, you're driving along, and what is it? You show up on a map somewhere?
In your car, yeah.
How does that work?
It
off a satellite?
Satellite, yeah.
A satellite is tracking your car?
Mm-hmm.
Now that I don't like. Okay, that sounds kind of scary. Tracking satellites, that's pretty weird. Does that mean that that every single car in New York State is... is that happening now?
No, not now. It's a developmental thing. I believe it's operational in small areas just as a test site.
Oh.
But all kinds of innovations.
What do they call that?
Hmm. I really don't know what it's called. I don't think it's called anything right now.
It should be called something. I mean, if they're going to use it, it should be called
cars
something.
Cars that talk to you.
No, not cars that talk to
well,
you.
Well, no,
the
no,
tracking
the
part.
The tracking part, yeah.
Cars that track you.
That's, you know, there's no way to get lost then, I guess.
Yeah, well, it right now it only has an accuracy of like 1,000 feet. It can't, like, pinpoint.
Oh, that's all, huh?
It's great for police.
Yeah, it's wonderful for police. If you ever saw Blue Thunder, I'm sure that's exactly what they use.
Yeah, well, I guess what they're trying to do is, like, you know, impregnate cars with little devices that can, like they do with airplanes. They have, what do they call, transponders?
Uh-huh.
And they'll, you know, by looking at you, they'll know exactly who you are, where you're going. That's scary.
It's leading to that, I think. It really is, you know, where everyone is identified and known about.
I wish I had the article with me. I was going to read partial excerpts from an article.
Well, I guess you could bring it in next week.
I could,
want,
yeah.
You know, and don't forget it this time.
I didn't know I would
yeah,
be here.
Sure you didn't. Well, give us a call, 246-7901, so we can talk about something interesting that we have information about, and that kind of thing. And I don't know. We sound strange. In my ears, we sound strange. And people are calling up saying we sound strange. And
well, Eric, let me ask you something.
Go ahead.
As a consumer, what would you like to see in technology? Like, is there anything you would like to see that technology could do for you?
What would I like to see? Well, you know, there are the robots I hear about that keep, you know, making advances, although I never know what exactly it is they're making advances with. I just hear that they're, you know, they're getting closer. But I'd like to see what these things can do.
Well,
they can be a lot of fun.
They're able to manipulate things easier and have more control over them to lift things up and move things around for you.
Yeah, right now they can do repetitive, monotonous type things, like, you know, work in a Ford factory or something. But what can they do for the average person? I mean, I know they can cut grass and they can, you know, vacuum your house.
Well, some of them think a little bit, you know, think quote unquote. They can do the repetitive things, but. You know, they can mix drinks for yourself, or, you know.
That sounds kind of stupid.
It's, you know, if you're lazy, you know, they can do nothing more than you can do yourself. But.
Yeah. I'd just like to see more of that, actually. I'd like to see, you know, some more imagination go into these things, you know, instead of just, well, here it is, go out and buy it. You know, I'd just like to see more, I don't know.
Well, you know what I'd like
different
to see?
Uses.
You know what I'd like to see in technology?
What's that?
I'd like to see these headphones work, because now I see what you mean.
Nothing works in this place. It's horrible. Even the phones aren't working very well. Well, look, I'll read the weather. That usually fixes things. It's 29 degrees outside. That comes out to 84 in the Fahrenheit scale. Is it really that warm? Well, anyway, it should be clear and cooler with lows in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunny and warm, high in the mid-80s. And tomorrow night, clear with lows in the 60s. Saturday, fair and very warm. High will be in the upper 80s. Well inland to the upper 70s at the ocean beaches, and there are no warnings for Long Island waters at this time. So that's the weather forecast at 6:52 on a Wednesday night, the wrapping up of the Ministry of Truth. And at 7 o'clock, of course, Deirdre Jersey will be in with her Curtain Up program, right? Broadway soundtracks and that kind of thing. I don't know what she's doing tonight, but... give us a call in the last couple of minutes, 246-7901, and tell us what's going on with the... Has the convention started yet? I guess it has. I mean, they may be doing something right now. I'm sure they are doing something right now. And we don't know what it is, but they don't know what we're doing either, so I guess we're even... Oh, boy. USB, you're on the air.
Yeah, you were talking about technology, right?
Yeah, we were. You're right.
I was wondering what they've done in the way of artificial limbs. Like or artificial organs. Do you know anything new? I'd like to myself personally see like an artificial lung come out.
An artificial lung?
Yeah.
They have though. Aren't they iron lungs or something?
No. I mean like something you put in your body, you can walk around and run and all that.
Well, do you think that's going to happen?
Me personally?
Yeah.
I'd like to see it happen. I don't know. The way they're doing, they make an artificial heart. I would think they could make other artificial organs.
Uh-huh. Is your radio on by any chance?
Sure is.
Could you just turn it down a little bit? Because you sound like you're in a spaceship or something.
Yeah, I hear you.
Oh, boy. See, that's what happens when you're on the radio. Yeah, well, you know, I think it's certainly possible that someday they'll have artificial organs and limbs and things you can just replace yourself with. I'm not sure what that would be like, but every indication seems to point us in that direction. So I don't know when it's going to happen. I doubt if it'll happen soon, but it's going to happen, I'm sure.
You think so?
Yeah.
Our lifetimes or like in 200 years from now?
I would guess probably closer to 200 years, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
It just seems like...
It's just an idea. Just, you know, if it could happen, all these cancer patients and stuff would just be, you know, fresh pink lungs or anybody, you know, you could improve athletes and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's just an idea.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks for sharing it with us.
Mm-hmm.
Bye. 246-7901. We've not much time left. Maybe just time for one call. And boy,
Eric?
Who are all these people? Yeah.
Yes. Just in reference to that previous call, I recently heard that they're going to be planning on putting a second artificial heart in someone as soon as they have someone who's willing to do it.
Two-hearted person?
No. Instead of Barney Clark. You know, Barney Clark was number one.
Yeah.
Looking for number two, the second person. But
you said put a second
you're
heart.
You're right. I said it wrong. What do you want from me?
Oh, boy.
Sorry. Nitpick.
It would be a good idea, though. A backup, you know?
Yeah. Well, anyway, they're talking about putting, you know, doing a second artificial heart implant, and they talk about it being self-contained, so you don't have any tubes sticking in you. Like Barney Clark had these tubes sticking in him,
yeah,
and he walk around with an air pump next connected to him.
Yeah,
so they're talking about being self-contained.
Not a bicycle pump, Frank. Get out of here.
So if anyone's interested in having an artificial heart implanted,
or a second one,
yes, a backup heart.
Well, another heart, okay. Well, I'm sure people have been born with something like that. I mean, haven't there been two-headed people? And
not that I've seen pictures when I was 10 years old in Ripley's Believe It or Not. But
yeah.
Did you believe it?
No, not.
You didn't believe Ripley?
No.
Oh, boy, I thought I'd seen everything. Well, you know, that's something to consider. Yeah.
Yes. Obviously. Just want to inform the listener.
Yeah. What? I don't understand this. All these people come down and visit, but no one calls. I mean, you know, this isn't to come down and visit USB Radio Hour. It's to call up USB Radio
Hour.
Well,
isn't it even better?
Visits us instead.
Isn't it even better to have visitors?
20 people in the room here. What?
It's even better to have visitors than calling.
Oh, yeah, but except everyone's talking at once, and you can't really, you know, keep up with everyone.
I guess so.
I can always hang up on people. What in the world can I do to you?
You can hang up on me, too.
How?
Just like.
Okay, that was good. We're out of time, though. We'll be back. Will we be back next week, or are the legislators in next week? I think we're back next week.
I don't know. What's next week?
You looking for a calendar or something?
Yeah.
Well, this week is the 19th, so next week is the 26th. Oh, maybe we're not here next week.
Next week is the 4th.
Fourth Thursday, so I guess we're not here. Yeah. We're gone.
That was a quick month.
Wow, yeah, it sure was. Okay, that's it then. We're gone.
We're out of here.
We'll see you in 2 weeks then. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight.
The Ministry of Truth.